the Space Coast with the Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again on another Tuesday with a word from the Lord. Amen. I believe that God has a word for you today, and we thank God for another day that we are alive. We're in the land of the living, and we're able to do and go and be whatever God wants us to be. Amen. I hear the scripture stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith God has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. God has made us free. Amen. And in liberty, amen, in Christ there is liberty. Amen. So we thank God for you and you joining me again on this Tuesday, and as I say every Tuesday at this time, Lord willing. Amen. If you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if he woke you up this morning, then you owe him a praise. Amen. Good morning to you, Radio Land, whether you're in your office, your car, or your home. Amen. I thank God for you joining me here today, taking time out of your busy schedule to hear a word from the Lord. If you're driving, wherever you are today, don't touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. God has a word for you today. This is your time for your miracle. This is your season to be and become whatever God wants you to become. Amen. And so we say, don't touch that dial. You're here by divine appointment. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Good morning to you, ma'am. I love you. My spiritual mom. Praise the Lord. To her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir. I love you as well. Amen. And as always, to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job right now, I want you to know that I love you as well. And so I thank God for those people. Thank God for our church, which is located here in the great city of Coco, Florida, on 16 South Wilson Avenue, True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith. Come out, pick a service. Our order of services are as follows. On Sunday mornings, which is our Sunday school service, begins at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning worship begins about 11:40, 11:45-ish. Our Tuesday night Bible studies begin at 7 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services begin at 7 p.m. as well. So pick a service. Come out. Join us. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus and to give him glory and to give him praise. I thank God for on this past Sunday, Pastor preached a word from Luke 15, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, the lost and found chapter. We thank God because we can all identify that we were lost, but now we are found. Amen. And talked about the prodigal son who wanted his inheritance and said, give me the portion that is owed to me. It wasn't owed to him until after his father died, but yet his father gave it to him. Amen. He thought that what he was out there looking for was greater than what he already had. But in the end, he realized that what he had was better than what he was looking for. And that is a word for somebody today. Everything you need is in the Lord. Jesus Christ. And so we thank God for that powerful word that we heard on this past Sunday. Amen. I was lost, but now I am found. And I thank God for where he has brought me from. That is not the word that the Lord has pressed upon me to give today. But I want to go into that word without further ado, because time can get away from us. Amen. And so I want you to go with me to the book of Hebrews. Amen. I also want to send a shout out to those that are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you as well. God has a word for you today, and it can be found in Hebrews chapter 10, meaning the word of God, and chapter 10 verses number 35. And I am going to read down to 37. Again, that is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 37. And it simply says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. But yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry." Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to be here gathered together again. I know that without you I can do nothing, and without you I am nothing. So I am totally dependent on you today, as always. God, give me a word to speak to your people. You speak, God, and I'll speak as you speak. God, speak through me and to me. Remember those that are in leadership all throughout this country, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court, leaderships in our churches. God, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And oh God, be with me for these few moments as I bring forth your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. So as we have read these scriptures from the word of the Lord, I want to use as a subject, amen, don't throw away your confidence in God and his promises. Don't throw away your confidence in God and in his promises. It is not known who is the writer of the book of Hebrews. There are some questions as to who actually wrote this book, whether it was Paul or one of the other apostles, Apollos. There has been some controversy in a sense, but yet we know that the Lord knows who wrote this. And this was written in a time where the people of God, because Christianity was a new religion at the time, and it had came on the scene, and those believers were both being crucified and ostracized by Jews as well as the Romans, and many of them, they were being martyred because they believed that Jesus was coming back during their particular time, and many of them, they were losing heart and they were losing faith, and they begin to revert back to the old religion, to the Judaism under the law. They were giving up and they were throwing in the towel. And so the writer of this particular book, he writes to encourage them, amen, to hold on to the faith. So when you read the book of Hebrews, it's essentially a book of encouragement. He was writing them to hold on. And in verse number 35 of chapter 10, he says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." And we can look at that as if the writer is encouraging the reader, don't throw away your confidence in God and his promises. Jesus had promised them that he was going to return, but he never told them when. But I'm talking to somebody today. Maybe, well, we know that he's going to return. I don't want to leave that unfinished. Amen. But the writer was encouraging them to hold on to their faith, that God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If Christ said it, he's going to do it. And maybe you today, whether you're watching by way of Facebook or whether you're listening in your car, maybe you're waiting on God to do something in your life and it has not came to pass yet. And so the writer uses the analogy of casting away something. Cast not away therefore your confidence. You know, when we cast away something or we throw it away, it's something that we have decided in our mind has no value. Amen. We think that I don't need this because it's not bringing me the value that I think it should be bringing, so therefore I'm just going to throw it away. Amen. But the writer encourages the people, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. You know what the opposite of confidence is? It's doubt. Amen. The enemy wants you to doubt what the word of God says. He wants you to doubt that God is a healer. He wants you to doubt that God is a waymaker. He wants you to doubt, amen, that God's going to show up in your situation. But we've got to understand something. If we hold on to our faith, which is our confidence in God, that God is going to show up after a while. You know, sometimes I was thinking as the Lord was giving me this word, I thought about the children of Israel. And just before we had went over a Sunday school lesson not too long ago, I believe it was maybe a week or so ago, where we were talking about the 12 spies. And God had, before they entered into the promised land, now we've got to understand that the time it took to get from Egypt to the land of Canaan, to the promised land, was only 11 days. Hallelujah. But let me tell you what doubt does. Let me tell you what fear does. It prevents you from receiving what God has. It delays you from receiving what God has. Now, God had instructed the people, told them that I'm going to give you the land. I'm going to give you the promised land. All you got to do is do as I say, and the land is yours. So he instructs Moses to pick out 12 men from the 12 tribes of Israel. Go into the promised land. Send 12 spies into the land. And I want you to give me a report. Tell me, what do you see? Because the land floweth with milk and honey. It's got vineyards. It's got houses. Amen. It's got vineyards, and it's got pomegranates. It's got fruit. All of that is yours. But I just want you to see it. I want you to look at it and then come back and give me your report. Well, we know that 10 went in and they said, well, it is as the Lord said it would be. But you know what? There are giants in the land, and they saw themselves as grasshoppers. They ignored what God said, and they saw the obstacles. They saw the Canaanites and all of these other people in the land, and they looked at themselves as grasshoppers and the other people as giants. But Joshua and Caleb saw, and they stood on the word of God, and they said that in essence, paraphrasing, if God be for us, who can be against us? And they saw that they could, they didn't see the obstacles, but they saw what God said. Glory be to God. See, we've got to under, and because the 10 brought back a bad report, and Joshua and Caleb brought back a good report, those 10 caused the whole tribe of the Israelites, the whole land, to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And they did not get into the promised land to those that were 20 and over had died. Glory be to God. So those that were 20 and over, they never saw the promised land. They died in the wilderness. But because Joshua and Caleb stood on the word of God, even though it took them 40 years, they received the promises of God. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody today. The enemy wants you to see the obstacles that you are facing today. And he wants you to believe that your obstacles are too great. That report that the doctor gave you, amen, maybe it was cancer. But can I tell you that God is greater than cancer? Maybe it's diabetes. But can I tell you that Jesus Christ is greater than diabetes? Hallelujah. Amen. When Moses had died off, and Joshua, and I'm saying this for a reason. Sometimes, as a preacher, we come on the radio, we get on the TV, and we search for a word to give to the people of God. Well, when God gives a word, that word is for the preacher as well. Hallelujah. And so I say that to say this. As many times as you see me or hear me on the radio, does not exclude me from going through some of the stuff that I'm going through. I'm going through something right now. Glory be to God. But he instructs Joshua before he goes into the promised land. He says, Joshua, be of good courage. The same way that I was with Moses, so shall I always be with you. Hallelujah. Why? Because he wanted Joshua to be encouraged first, so that he could then relay to the people, glory be to God, that they too ought to be encouraged. Hallelujah. We as preachers, we're going through something. Hallelujah. We go through things. But I bring that up for a reason. He tells Joshua, he says, what I want you to do is meditate on my word day and night. Hallelujah. Be of good courage, Joshua, but meditate on my word day and night. See, the enemy is going to come to you with some stuff. You know, he gives that instructions to Joshua for a reason, because he knew that Joshua, amen, being the leader of the people of God, was going to encounter obstacles. My God, my God. But he tells him that as long as you meditate on my word, don't look at the obstacles, but meditate on what my word said. If my word says that you are healed, don't worry about how you feel. Don't worry about what you're going through and how you're tired, how sick you might feel. But meditate on my word. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. God says, cast not away your confidence, which has great reward. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. Maybe you're on the verge of giving up. You're on the verge of throwing in the towel. But God said, meditate on my word. Hallelujah. The word lets us know that by his stripes, Jesus Christ, we are healed. We know that in the word said that I am a lender and not a borrower. He says that for us, amen, that if we hold on, amen, that if we don't give up, hallelujah, be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if you faint not. In other words, there is a reward. Glory be. He didn't tell us we're not going to go through anything.
He said, but in the midst of you going through whatever you're going through, as long as you keep your word, keep meditating on what my word says. Hallelujah. I know what the doctor said. Hallelujah. I know what your situation looks like. I know the children are acting crazy. But don't focus on what it looks like. But focus on what God said. God said that if I be for you, who can be against you? Amen. And I will say to what can be against you? Glory be to God. And he says, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God. Hallelujah. See, God's going to repay you if you've done his will. Glory be to God. He says, just be patient. But after that, you have done the will of God. Hallelujah. If you're in God's will and if you're trying your best to serve God the best way that you know how, God said, just be patient. I'm talking to somebody today. Yeah, I know what it looks like. It looks like you're never going to come out of this. It looks like the obstacles that you're facing, you'll never overcome it. Glory be to God. When he told the children of Israel to go look at the land, he didn't tell them to look at the obstacles, but he said, look at, amen, and see, basically, look at what all I'm going to give you. But sometimes we look at the obstacles, and man, we say, oh, my God. But God says, meditate on my word day and night. That's why we've got to read the word of God. We've got to meditate on the word. It's not just enough to read the word of God, but we have to meditate on it. The enemy is going to always come, and you know where he's going to attack you at? He's going to attack you in your mind. He's going to try and torment you in your mind. He's going to try to bring fear to your mind. You know, fear will paralyze you. That's what happened to the children of Israel. Instead of them concentrating on faith and what God said and what he had promised them, they got caught up in the fear. The enemy will try and bring fear to you. And so what? When fear set in, they could not go forward because they were fearful. But Joshua and Caleb, they operated in fear. God said of them, they had another spirit. See, we can either have the spirit of fear or we can have the spirit of faith. The enemy wants to have you, a lot of times, amen, a person may be sick and they may be doing well, but then the doctor gives them a bad report. And while they didn't have before they got the report, they were all right. But then they fell in fear. And when fear sets in, it's a downward course to where you can't move forward. But you got to meditate on the word of God. The word of God allows you to move forward. It allows you to move forward in the face of fear. That's why David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Glory be to God. He didn't allow his fear to cause him to stop. He was going to go through that valley. Why? Because he knew that the Lord was with him. Joshua and Caleb knew that the Lord was with them. They knew what God had said. See, you, whoever I'm talking to today, you've got to know that God is with you. You've got to know that the enemy wants to stop you in your track. He wants you to cast away your confidence. He wants you to throw away your faith. But I'm coming to tell somebody today, amen, cast not away therefore your confidence, which will have great reward. When you hold on to God's word, there's a reward at the end. But he says that, but you have to have patience. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. The Bible lets us know that in patience possess ye your souls. We've got to have patience. That the God we serve is an on-time God. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. If God has given you a promise, you can stand on the promises of God. The Israelites, they focused on their obstacle. They focused on the things that stood in front of them rather than focusing on what God said. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care how you feel. I don't care, amen, what you're going through. But you've got to understand that God said that this too shall pass. Hallelujah. And he says that after you have done the will of God, that ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. God said that you're going to receive the promise if you have patience. He said, for yet a little while, hallelujah. He said that he that shall come, and will not tarry. The question becomes, what are you going to do in the little while, in the meanwhile? Keep going forward. Keep praising God. Keep lifting up his name. Keep giving him glory. Keep telling the devil that I am healed. I know the pain might be there, but keep saying that I'm healed. Amen. I know you might be still in financial crisis, but tell yourself that, amen, I'm coming out of this. God said that I'm a lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah. I know your children are acting crazy. Hallelujah. But you brought them up in the right way. The Bible says, glory be to God. Train up a child in the way that it should go, and it will not depart. You might not see it right now, but it's coming. Glory be to God. Amen. I went to church as a little boy. Amen. Up until I was about 14 years of age, and I walked away from God. But I came back to God when I was 32 years old. Glory be to God. So he says, and I'm almost out of time, but he said, for yet a little while, he that shall come, and will not tarry. Amen. In a little while, God said that I'm going to come. I'm going to come. And you're going to receive the promises that I've given you. So I'm telling you this today. Don't throw away your confidence in God's word and his promise. Amen. He's going to do it after a while. He's going to do it after a while. Hold on to the promises of God. Don't throw it away. So I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next week at the same time. Glory be to God. Hold on to your promises and don't throw them away. Until next time, you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the